Anthony, Sister, R.S. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. October 12, 1899. I have a few words to say to the wife of Brother Anthony. The Lord is soon to come in the clouds of heaven to take all who have perfected Christian characters to the mansions He has gone to prepare. But those who retain objectionable traits of character and prefer to cherish thoughts which create unhappy feelings are sowing to the flesh, and they shall of the flesh reap corruption. As they entertain thoughts which are unholy and unsanctified, they sow the same in other minds. My sister, you will not, cannot be happy in sowing the seed which you have been sowing through your life experience. The only hope for you is to humble yourself before God. Cut away those traits of character which have been so long cherished that they are brought into use as readily as the right hand and the right eye. Unless the attribute of evil surmising and jealousy, which result in a strengthening and confirming the most disagreeable disposition, are crucified, those who cherish them will lose their lives with these idols of self-indulgence. I now bear testimony that you are guilty of causing your husband great unhappiness, which is ruining his health, spoiling his Christian experience, and making his life a burden. Will you now seek the Lord while he may be found? Will you call upon him while he is near? Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, 7. My sister, if you will be as diligent and persevering to seek your own soul's salvation as you have been to make your husband's life unhappy, you will surely make a success. Will you now turn square about and repent and be converted? Then the Lord will forgive your sins. He says, "A new heart will I give you." Ezekiel 36, verse 26. You have no time to lose, my sister. Read the 55th chapter of Isaiah. What is the promise to those who seek the Lord, forsaking all their disagreeable ways, and taking hold by faith of the good word of the Lord? Ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Verses 12, 13. For Christ's sake, my sister, root out the thorns and briars from your character, which are so annoying to your husband, and let the fir tree and the myrtle tree be revealed in their beauty. You can overcome if you will, but you must fall upon the rock and be broken. I leave these words with you. Open your heart to receive them, and may the Lord bless you and your children that you, being blessed by the Lord, shall be an example of righteousness. It would be a sad thing to have your children practice your imperfections of character. God help you now, while the sweet voice of mercy is heard, to respond to the call, is my earnest prayer. In love.